The war is over, my love. The war is over, I guess. At least, that's what the morning paper says. On the front page, there is a picture of a factory that until yesterday produced only flags. It is starting to make pajamas today. On the next page, there is a report on a posthumous awarding of medals. And then, there are crossword puzzles and national lottery results in which they regret to inform that this month again nobody won the grand prize. Pharmacists work all night again. Radio plays the good old hits, and it seems as if there never was a war. I enter an old clothing shop, and on the hangers I recognize my neighbors. There, Ivan's coat. We use the lining for bandages. Look, Hassan's shoes. Shoelaces are missing. And Jovan's pants. The belt is gone. But where are the people? I run along the main street to look at myself in the shop windows, but the shop windows are smashed, and there are only naked mannequins that will wear new pajamas tomorrow, according to the morning paper. Then I run into our apartment and look at myself in the glass of your picture on the wall. And I don't care if I'm not the same anymore, the one who cried when they were taking you away. You told me you would come back, my love, when the war is finally over. The war is over, at least according to the morning paper.